would you carry milk in? Same thing?
We'd call them milk pails. They could be out of aluminum pails or a wood pail either. They could be out of anymore.
What was the container you used to carry food to the pigs in?
Slop bucket.
What do you fry eggs in?
Skillets.
What did you call all the things that your mother used to cook food in?
What were all the things?
Yeah.
Well, she had kettles and pots and she had stewers and what they call them. They have coffee pots and tea kettles. And she had cast iron, great big old pots that she cooked beans in. And she'd have a great big pan that she'd make biscuits over. There's so many of us, she had to make three big, huge pans of biscuits every morning for us to have enough to eat on. And I remember, she had one big Dutch oven. She called it, she baked sweet potatoes in it. It was made out of cast iron. And I may be leaving some of them out, but that's some of the things they used to have.
Do you remember how your clothes were washed back then?
Yeah, she washed them. My mother washed them. Now, you're talking about when I'm a kid, when I was small. She washed them in an old galvanized tub. It was made out of galvanized, too. A tub, and she'd wash them on a rub board but with a hand. And then she'd iron them with just an old iron that she set on top of the stove. It was made out of cast iron. It didn't have no heating element in it at all. It was just an old, they just called them heating irons. And they'd put them on top of the, they'd have to put them on top of the stove to heat them. And then iron with them. And when it got cold, they'd get another. They'd have, usually have two. While one was heating, she was ironing the one. And when it got cold, she'd just switch.
Mm-hmm.
Get the other one.
Did you ever see her boil clothes?
Oh yes, she boiled clothes in this big wash pot. She had it was a galvanized wash, not galvanized, it was cast iron. Great big old cast iron wash pot, and some of them call it wash kettles. And they built a fire under it, just out of wood, to heat it. And she'd boil those clothes.
Mm-hmm. What was the container that you would plant some plant a flower in? What do you call
a
it?
A flower pot.
Where would you put cut flowers in?
A vase.
What do you call the eating utensils that you use?
Well, back then we called them knives and forks. We call them plate settings now, but there's knives and forks and spoons and a plate that you eat out of.
The thing you cut with, what's
knife.
That? If your dishes are all dirty, you say you have to do what?
Wash them.
Mm-hmm. And you wash the dishes and then you...
Dry them.
In between there, what do you have to do to them?
Rinse them.
Mm-hmm. What do you dry them with?
Wash them. Well, a drying towel, I guess what you'd call them, drying towel.
What would you, if you didn't have a dishwasher, what was the thing that you used to wash them with?
Hands, just wash them by hand. Is that what you want?
Did you ever use any kind of rag or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Use a dish rag.
Dish rag with hands, yes,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you used to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
And what do you call what you dry off with after you take a shower?
Towel.
Bath,
the whole name, I guess you'd call it a bath towel, wouldn't you?